We were talking about all the RFAs, and Mitch Marner, if we say, leads that class. What's the urgency for an RFA to get done? And is it simply put, well, they make the team acquiesce and concede, and then the team, if the team's frustrated by business, do you think the Leafs are being held up by even chatting with their old defenseman Ron Hainsey, or signing a defenseman at $1.2 million, or obviously doing Kapanen and Janssen? Is Marner holding other Leaf business up?
Aren't we all Marnered out, by the way?
Yes,
not yet.
I was going to say, what do you hate more, the Marner holdout or tofu?
It's a close race.
Combine them. He's eating it. He's watching someone eat it while discussing it.
Both are tough.
I'm talking about Marner right now. My wife just handed me a plate of tofu.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, I do think there are teams that are held up by this. Yes, I do. And I think Toronto is one of them. And I think Winnipeg is another. I do think Winnipeg's looking at its situation with Laine and Connor, and it absolutely affects some of the other business you do. And, you know, and the thing is, actually, I don't know if we're going to get a quick resolution to this. One of the things we're definitely having right now is, unless an offer sheet does come next week, I think there's a real concern about nobody wanting to be first. Because if you're first, in a lot of ways, you set the market.
Yeah.
And then you take all the heat. Someone's going to bitch about it. And, you know, nobody likes to deal with that. And I do think that there is, and now someone may surprise us, but there's a number of these are probably going to go into September. So I think that's part of the problem, too. You know, Marner, I have a couple of thoughts. You know, he's supposed to be in New York this weekend for Matt Martin's wedding. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a meeting there, more likely Islanders than anything else, you know. But the one thing that's going on is I think that a lot of people are calling these RFAs just to find out, what do you want? Like, what's the contract you're looking for? Because there could be a situation where one of these results in the kind of a trade, like a sign and trade with a team instead of an offer sheet, and you have to know what you're dealing with. So I wouldn't be surprised if he potentially met with a team like the Islanders, just because the Islanders are, you know, they got a lot of cap room. They've got to figure out some things. I'm not saying anything going to happen between them, but it wouldn't stun me if he took a meeting. You know, I said on my podcast yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not sure Marner wants to sign for term right now. I don't know if he wants to do. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Leafs are saying to him, we'll give you 2 years at a record number for 2 years, like maybe $8 million a year. The cap is going to go up in 2 years, and then so we can punt this till then. I wouldn't be surprised if that's on the table as a solution. I just don't know how Marner feels about that.
Doesn't 2 years seem a little bit risky, though, just because we talked about this a little bit. You never know what's going to happen with injuries. You never know what's going to happen with your team. So to get that, to not guarantee yourself more money, it seems like something more and more players are turning away from.
It is a risk. There's no question. I think Laine is going to do it. Okay. I think he's the one guy I believe in this group is going to go bridge for sure. I would be surprised if it ended up being termed there, although I've been wrong before. It absolutely is a risk. You know, I've done it myself in my own career. Now, I'm not doing anything athletic, so, you know, I'm not really risking too much injury. But there are times in your life you've got to bet on yourself. And, yeah. You know, the one reason I might consider it, Ashley, if I was Marner, is this is a guy who's beaten expectation at every turn. And, you know, if I was him, I wouldn't be afraid of betting on myself.
But isn't that the reason you shouldn't do it? Because expectations have been surpassed every single time. And how often can you expect to do that at every turn? Do you know what I mean?
If I was Mitch Marner, I'd believe I could do it all the time.
Every single time.
I would. I mean, what about this? Like Ashley, some people, they're just a lot more talented than, well, maybe not you, but definitely me and Greg. And he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Like I you're right. At some point in time, you have to get the big number, but the way the wrestling is going now, I would say if he wants the biggest possible contract he can get, he might get it in 2 years.
And I think medicine's so good. Medicine, the physiotherapy, it's not even what it was 10 years ago.
It's just so unknown, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think that there's less goodwill to be had amongst the fan base. And I'm not even saying that Mitch Marner and his camp care about that, but after the William Nylander thing, fans are exhausted. As you said, you're sick and tired of talking about it. There's just less room for it for us because of what we dealt with last year with Nylander holding out for so long.
You know, I think that's a fair question. I think it just depends on how this all comes to an end. Like, I know everybody's annoyed now and they want an answer now, but we're not missing any games yet. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but we never thought we'd get there with Nylander.
We never did. And I do think actually we will get there this year with someone and maybe more than one. The one thing I said is I've been talking to a lot about the lesson the Nylander thing told is for both player and team, missing that long is bad. And, I think it could go one of two ways. I think there were both. It'll add more pressure. If these things go into September, I think it will add more pressure on player and team to sort it out before the season starts because of the way Nylander's year went. And I'll tell you something else. I had a couple teams who are in this position. It's easy to say this in June as opposed to December, but they said that they would be more inclined to let the player sit out the year rather than sign him on December 1st after they saw the way that that went. So I think that certainly what happened with him and his season in the Leafs this year, it's don't think that went unnoticed.
Sportsnet Edge covered 11 a.m. Monday morning, signing season. Coverage, of course, all day long for free agent signings. Let me ask you about Jake Gardner. Speaking of injuries, yep. He wasn't the same player. He missed the last 19 regular season games and didn't have a very effective playoff. Does this ding him at all at the cash register? Probably not, right? Like, I'm seeing 7-year, $49 million projections, or at worst, maybe a 6.75 AAV. He's hitting a home run on Monday, isn't he?
Probably. But one of the things is there haven't been a lot of rumors on Gardner. Mm-hmm. And, I don't like that. I like to know what everybody's up to. But one of the thoughts, and, there's still 4 days, 3 days before this, so it can change. But someone said they thought that he might be slow playing it a bit. Like kind of seeing, who swings and misses early and gets a little bit desperate. And I think that could be a potentially very smart play for him. Look, we know Carlson's off the board. We know Edler's off the board. We know PK's been dealt. We think Tyler Myers is off the board to Vancouver. There's going to be somebody who sits here and says, oh boy, we need a D, and the chairs are rapidly starting to fill up. We've heard Montreal's name with him. We've heard Minnesota's name with him. I don't know. I have a feeling that there's something we're missing on him in terms of who's interested. And also, I know that the dream is that Toronto can work it out. I'm not expecting it, but I'm sure they're going to I'm sure it's kind of like that hope that maybe somehow against hope it can happen. But I get the sense there's something we're missing on Gardner with him because it's been too quiet.
Yeah.
And I just refuse to believe it's that quiet.
So as you said, like things are dwindling, right? You're looking at these free agents on the D side and wondering, well, what's the Leafs plan then? Because we know they don't have a ton of cash to grab someone, but we do know that one of their weaknesses has been their blue line for a number of years now. So what do you think is their plan to be able to bolster themselves? Because I know that they want to have a lot of faith in their young guys, but I think it's kind of irrational to expect three guys to come up from the Marlies and both be impactful in the NHL in the same year.
Well, it's a fair comment. I think that it goes back to a little bit about what we talked about before, that I think the Marner situation is holding up a lot of their other ideas. I would suspect they've got a few balls in the air with trade. Before Ben Hutton was not qualified in Vancouver, I know the Maple Leafs were in on that. They had interest on him. They talked with Vancouver. They couldn't work anything out, and Hutton will be a free agent on Monday. And I think the Maple Leafs will be in there, but I think there's going to be a lot of interest.
Okay.
They were in on PK. Sunday, actually, I'm going to get True Serum and everybody involved there and find out, A, who was on the table, and B, how close it came. Like, they were definitely in there. I just don't know how close it came. And you know, I think there are probably some other trade targets around the league. Like there, that's where I think it's most likely going to come is by trade. But I think they have to see how much cap room they've got once they sort out the Marner.
One more quickie and one more player, and I'm really curious to get the answer to this. Robin Leonard. Things haven't progressed great with the Islanders for a UFA deal, and maybe, just maybe, nobody wants to say this. I'll take a crack at it. Is an amazing speech at the NHL Awards. He deserved all the credit for his year and everything he's overcome. The statistical year looks a little fluky. It looks a little fluky. It looks a little like Devan Dubnyk to me. And he got 6 years from the Wild. Dubnyk did not great AAV. I think it was 4.5 or something. But is there have to be NHL GMs and maybe lose one of them, Elliot, that look at Leonard and go, oh, that's a big risk to 5-year him or 6-year him. How do you view it?
I think it's possible that some people look and think that. I would bet that Leonard is more than upfront about his situation, and there is information that you can get about that. I think people are – I don't think anybody is unclear about everything he's been through and some of the challenges he's faced. But it sure sounds to me that he's got – it sounds to me the way I read it, that he's confident enough that there's something out there that if he says no to the Islanders or doesn't go to the Islanders, that he's going to find something else.
Yeah.
That's the way I read it.
Yeah, there'll
that
be.
He's calm. And you know what? Like his agents, they're not dumb. They know the market. And if it's not working out, it's not working out for a reason.